Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grant and Danny on Christmas Eve. Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys today. It's time to get to our Beltway Blitz. We're going to cover the teams that you care the most about. We'll get to the Wizards. We'll get to the Commanders. But first, let's start on the ice. Joining us now to talk about the Capitals, Katie Florio from the Capitals Radio Network. Katie, how can we get more of what happened in the second period last night, not the third period?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question. Obviously, that was a shocking collapse by Washington last night. But like you said, it's not like the whole game was terrible. It was a really, really good second period. And I think even after the second, even they'd only allowed 10 shots on net. And so I know Carberry said it was kind of a string of little plays, he thought, that led to the outcome of the third. And, you know, just one of those nights that it's something that you hope does not happen again, because obviously with as tight as the Eastern Conference is, and now the Capitals just one win in their last seven games, you know, if this keeps up, it's going to be hard to climb back. And so I don't think there's any reason to panic just yet. But, yeah, definitely hope that offense can come to life and they can try to turn things around here after the Christmas break.
How much do you think they're leaning on their ability to kind of turn things around? Remember the start of this season, we kind of saw some of the similar issues with this group being unable to kind of, you know, put the puck in between the pipes. Is it bad puck luck right now for them, or how would you describe what's going on during this stretch?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one specific thing that I would credit it to. I do think we're starting to see maybe the long-term effects of just how valuable Pierre-Luc Dubois was and is to this team. And I think it's, you know, he's a guy, yeah, you can maybe win a – you're not going to fall apart without him. But, and I said this last year with Martin Fehervari out in playoffs too, I think he's someone – that you don't realize just how much he does for the team until he's not there anymore. And so I think having him out long-term has certainly hurt this team. Very, very, you know, thin down center. I think that's no question. Even guys like Hendrix Lapierre, the past few games, you know, he's only playing 6 to 7 minutes a night. And so no question there that the Capitals are thin. Obviously the Ryan Leonard injury didn't help either. I did think that was a bright spot of last night's game. I know on the score sheet he had 2 assists, but I think it was great to see him back on the power play. He obviously brings so much energy and puck movement and creates things out there. And so, yeah, I think last year, you know, you had Ovechkin, the broken leg and the way he was able to recover so quickly. But other than that, the Capitals really did not have many injuries in season. And so I think it's, again, you can only go so long before you kind of start to be exposed for where some of your weaker spots are. And I think that's now, as we again get to Christmas, what we're starting to see.
Katie Florio, the Caps Radio Network, Toby and Linnell in for Grant and Danny today on the Blitz. You know, they've struggled here recently, Katie. How much of that do you think is with the schedule being kind of condensed, getting ready for the Olympics, or is it just, you know, kind of the ups and downs of an 82-game season?
There's no question that it's this year's hard for everyone, for traveling staff, traveling party, everyone with the grind of the schedule. But at the same time, and Carberry has said this too, every single team is going through it. And so nobody can use the Olympic break or Olympic schedule, condensed schedule as an excuse, because it's not like it's happening to a few teams and not others. But with that being said, you know, yeah, I definitely think there's a level of fatigue that maybe you don't see in past years. And so that's why rest and recovery is even extra important this year. We're not seeing as many practice days either, because there is a game, you know, basically every other night. And that's going to be the case in January. I think it's 22 games coming up over the next 40 days or something. So it definitely doesn't get any easier, but I know that is not an excuse for the Capitals, because once again, it's just the way the schedule is this year, and every other team is in the same boat.
Last thing, Katie, you're around these guys a lot. Some of these guys are going to have a chance likely to represent their countries for the Olympics. What's the excitement level of that as the announcements are likely coming soon?
It's very exciting, because I do think that there are several guys on this team that we will be watching over there. I've said it before early in the season in October, and I'll say it again. I think Team Canada is crazy if Tom Wilson and Logan Thompson yes. is not in Italy representing. It's just, you know, you think about the other Canadian goaltenders and how they've played this year, and I think Logan has outplayed all of them, if not right there in the same boat. And then same with Tom Wilson. It's not just, yeah, on paper, he leads the Capitals in goals and power play time, but, you know, he does everything, power play, penalty kill. He brings the physicality, and not just that, but the leadership. He's the type of guy that you want on the highest stage representing your country. And I know for a while, even I was talking to some media members, national outlets, that even said they would throw Jacob Chychrun's name in there as well for how he's done too. And so I don't know what'll happen. I do know that the roster is announced just about a week away on New Year's Eve. So no matter what happens, it'll be exciting to see. There's been a lot of anticipation, but I would highly doubt that, unlike Four Nations last year, that we will definitely see some Capitals names this year.
Katie, always good catching up with you. Happy holiday.
Yes, you guys as well. Merry Christmas.
Darius, hit the Wizard sounder for us, please. Varun Shankar covers the team for the Washington Post. Varun, first of all, congratulations on your new endeavor. I'm wishing you the absolute best. You were an absolute dog for us while you were here in the nation's capital. So we hope
thank you.
Wish you the best in your future endeavors. Last night, Wizards losers on the road to the lowly Charlotte Hornets. Another good game for Marvin Bagley III. Any chance the Wizards can flip him again at the deadline?
Yeah, why not? I mean, Bagley's a very effective backup center. He's limited in the role he plays, but he's good in the role that you ask him to play. He has, like, I think it's 1 year, $4 million deal. It's very affordable, something that a team can easily slot in. Now, if the question is for the Wizards, is it worth trading him depending on what you get back? That's going to depend on the offers that they get back in return. But yeah, if they can use him as, you know, one of the reasons that he was traded last year was because he had a slightly bigger number for his salary. I think at that point he was still at like 13 or so million. And so you were able to package him and Johnny Davis for Marcus Smart's salary. That's less of a consideration this year because he's only at 4 million. He's not the big salary that gets tagged in. And so it would need to be more of a team that values Bagley for Bagley's sake rather than the roster flexibility he provides, which he does. He's still an expiring deal.
Seeing the Cam Whitmore injury is a little bit scary, the DVT, blood clot in the upper extremity, similar to what Victor Wembanyama had last year. He missed the rest of the season. Do we have any idea on a timeline of when we could see him and how serious the situation is?
No idea of the timeline, but I think the Wizards are pretty confident that Whitmore will be able to return to playing basketball at some point. They're trying to, you know, they're taking it slow. This is something that's different in a lot of ways than, you know, spraining something or even breaking something, right? This is something internal. It's something a little bit more touching. I think they want to give him as much time as he needs. And so, but, you know, it's not just Wemby who went through this procedure. Asar Thompson did this, Damian Lillard. And so a lot of people have had this condition and then been able to work their way back into playing.
Bilal Coulibaly, 3 triples in his return last night. What did you think of the way that he played, and what do you think about the growth of his three-point shot here as we get into the month of January?
It's been hard to say how good Bilal's three-pointer is or isn't. The numbers are not kind, but he's also not been able to really take shots with a lot of rhythm just because of the injuries that have kept him in and out of the lineup. You know, I talked to someone with another team who talked about Bilal's jump shot and said that, no, it looks pretty good. Like, structurally, there's nothing wrong with it, but the numbers have not been there. Other than, I think, the first half of his rookie season, he's been a pretty bad three-point shooter. And so that's why it was interesting, and I think an encouraging sign, generally, to see him be aggressive taking the shots that Charlotte was willing to give him yesterday. Charlotte has always been an aggressive team in how they've sagged off Coulibaly. They put their center on him, Diabate, yesterday. They did the same thing with Mark Williams a year ago. And they are daring Coulibaly to take the shot. And he has to take them if only to make the defense respect them. And he's going to make some. He's going to miss some. He went 3 of 9 yesterday. That's not great, but it's not horrible. And maybe it's something he can build off of as he gets some more time healthy.
Keyshawn George, not a great night scoring the basketball, but still with 6 assists. What have you made of his growth this season? A little inconsistent at times, but what have you made of his improvement year to year?
I mean, it's a huge jump from where he was as a rookie, but he is probably a little bit overtaxed in the role he's playing right now. I am curious to see how he tries to balance aggression with distributing the basketball, because there are times where you can see him kind of get taken out of games, and he can be a little bit up and down just in terms of how one end of the floor can impact the other end of the floor. So overall, still very encouraged by his progression year to year, but I think you're starting to see him struggle with the new role he's been given, but he's still been pretty effective in that space. I think even in his last 10 games when he hasn't been excellent, I would say, he's at like 42% from the field and 35% from three, which isn't great, but isn't bad either.
Totally agree with you. What have you seen in terms of like a difference in usage with Trey Johnson since he's come back from injury?
I think he's got a better idea of how to find space in the Wizards offense and weaponize his shooting in ways that go outside of, you know, creating his own shot, whether that's running off pin downs, coming off stagger actions, playing a little bit more that way that like Corey Kispert does for the Wizards. And I think a lot of that in the way that the Wizards play, because it's such a read and react system, it's less so that, you know, the coaching staff and Brian Keefe puts Corey Kispert in situations to run those plays as much as it is sometimes Corey Kispert recognizes the picture a little bit better, which makes sense. He's been in the league for like 5 years compared to Trey Johnson, who's a rookie. And I think you're starting to see Trey pick up those pictures a little bit better and his movement becoming better because of that.
Vroon, appreciate the time. Merry Christmas and best of luck in whatever your future endeavors are.
I appreciate it. Same to you guys.
Let's talk Commanders. We'll be joined by David Harrison in just a couple of moments. But Linnell, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, what are some of the things that you're watching for? Because there's not a ton of intriguing storylines where we're at right now, but what are some of the things that you're watching out for?
So one thing that we'll talk about a little bit later on in the show, their inability to look good offensively on a short week under Cliff Kingsbury. Go back to last year at Philly, earlier this year in week 2 against the Packers. Probably 2 of the worst offensive performances we've seen in this Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury era. How are they going to perform against Dallas's defense? This is something that they've struggled with, even dating back to last year.
Yeah, no question about that. I'm looking at the other side. To me, I want to see what happens with Mikey Sanders still. He's got some legit guys that he's going to be going up against in this game with CeeDee Lamb, with George Pickens, and I want to see how he looks. I mean, when you look at where this team is at right now, when you look at how they've played, I'm curious if they're going to ultimately just leave him outside next year. Like, is that something where, even though the evaluation might have been wrong?
Let's be real, though. It would be, in my opinion at least, it would be pretty irresponsible for this organization to rely on Mike Samuelson and Trey Amos next year as their starting corner tandem.
Joining us in studio, because he was just wandering around. I won't pull the Navy Yard bit that G&D usually put. You were wandering around the bullpen. I don't know how anyone let you in here. I don't know what a wild person allowed the rooster into the building. But joining us in studio, the always festive Chris Russell, the rooster.
It's what happens when you bring in Dunkin' Donuts. They let you in. They
I mean, say, gosh, I mean, the dude brings in donuts one time, and now he just wants to talk about it for all 8 hours of the day.
Santa Rooster.
One time.
I've gotten a benefit from it because you never give it to us down on the team 980. You only come over here to be the B-Mitchell Finley groupie.
How many times have you brought in something for anybody?
I'm broke, all right? I can't bring in anything.
That is true.
That's Rooster, why I'm angry about Christmas. It's a bill.
Rooster is rolling in it. That is true.
Literally. He's rolling in it.
Rooster.
I mean,
if you want, we can discuss future incomes and earnings. If you want.
Rooster.
Wow.
What are you excited about for tomorrow's game, if anything?
That it's almost over.
Can we ask?
When the clock strikes zero, I'll be happy.
If
David Harrison.
If Rooster's learned anything about me in my time here, as I've grown more comfortable, he seems to call me a ridiculous thing with the Grant and Danny program that I won't bring to air. I like to poke and prod a little bit. Rooster, what do you think about the Commanders playing on Christmas?
I think it's great for Tailgate Ted and Pez and Christine and all these people that go out and do their thing and, you know, and have fun. And for anybody that's going to the game, God love you.
I'll be there tomorrow. Darius will be there tomorrow.
I mean, that's insane. What are you doing?
Watching football.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. I don't
it's
know how many times
not
going to
be fun.
Christmas. It's a cool thing to do.
No, it's not.
You're
the two teams suck. The game means nothing.
They're not going to score. I promise you, they will not score a touchdown tomorrow. The Commanders won't.
I don't know about that.
I would say, I'm curious your thoughts on this, Darius, real quick. I would say percentage-wise of what I'm going for, the product on the field is like 20%.
Okay, but why else would you go?
For going to a game on Christmas.
Toby, you go to a lot of games.
No, he doesn't.
What's the difference between
a
Christmas game?
He literally can't go to games. He hosts both games.
All right, Commanders you can't go to, so you're going tomorrow.
Toby, okay, I got your back. I have your back.
Darius, how interested are you in what actually happens on the field
tomorrow? How did you guys get tickets?
That's another time.
Will you let us tag Darius in? Holy cow.
So I actually bought my tickets back in the summer. So the allure of the game was, I would say it was 60%. Oh, cool. This is a once-in-a-lifetime, like, we're playing on Christmas event thing. And then the other percentage is I thought the team was going to be good and possibly, you know, we're battling the Cowboys for playoff positioning.
If you made that decision in the summer, I can't blame you. Now, I would have done everything I could to get out of it. But if you made that decision in the summer...
Believe me, I've tried.
Okay. And that's the point.
Do you want to buy the tickets?
So hold on.
Is the game is useless. Like, the NFL has... Like, the NBA went from 2 games to 3 games to 5 games, and they tried their damnedest to ruin the holiday. Then the NFL says, oh, yeah, big brother? I'll show you one. I'll show you. They had 3 games 2 years ago, down to 2 games last year. Oh, we can make an extra $150 million.
I got another proposition for you.
This is unbearable.
Linnell's
right
going to love this proposition, okay? The Wizards win the draft lottery, and they draft either Darren Peterson or A.J. DeBonsa, and they're playing on Christmas next year at Cap 1. What's it going to take to get Rooster down to Cap 1 to cover a Wiz game?
You know what it's going to take?
On Christmas.
You know what it's going to take?
Can we go to break?
I mean, this is awful. The vault seats with the private dining experience
Bickle,
enough to get.
That's
from
true.
My friends at Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Well, Bickle's got vault seats. I know Boxscore's got them, too.
Well... Rooster was sitting there not that long ago.
I mean, Bickle can buy box seats for the entire year. I mean, vault seats for the entire year if he wants to.
Well, yeah.
I don't make that much money in a month.
Rooster, real quick.
I mean, this is...
We're going to talk about this next.
I'm sorry, Darius.
Curious. DC Sports Christmas wish list. What would be on it for you?
DC Sports Christmas wish
list. No games on holidays or days outside of Sunday at 1 o'clock.
If Santa was coming to DC and dropping off a gift for old Rooster for DC Sports,
I'm going to give you something that's probably going to surprise you a little bit.
Oh, God.
I want the Nationals to win 90 games again.
Let's go! Yes! Yes, yes, yes.
And I want the Wizards to stop tanking.
I'm not going to get us on board on that.
In quotes.
Give me AJ DeBonta, and then they can stop.
I am literally about to run through the wall.
Jeez, that hasn't happened before.
Appreciate you joining us,
Bruce. He's done with us?
Yes.
Thank
Merry
God.
Christmas, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you. Bah humbug, Scrooge.
Have a Merry Christmas. He's already telling us he's not in the Christmas spirit, if you couldn't tell by his non-merry nature. We'll ask you the same question we just asked the Rooster. If Santa's rolling through D.C. tonight to leave a gift for you for D.C. sports, what would it be? What's on your D.C. sports Christmas wish list? 800-636-1067.
I want him to take Chris Russell.
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Christmas Eve on Grant and Danny, Toby Altizer, Linnell Willingham sitting in for the guys today. G&D is exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Kunduri & Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com, and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. So, Santa Claus making his trip tonight. I was wearing a Rudolph sweater, in case you haven't noticed.
The official mascot of Christmas.
Well, Rudolph is going to be hard at work tonight. He's already hard at work around the world, making sure that Santa Claus is right on time to deliver gifts for Christmas morning, tomorrow morning. And if Santa's rolling through D.C. tomorrow, and he's not just leaving a gift for your children, leaving a gift for you, but he's leaving something for D.C. sports on your behalf, what do you want Santa to leave under the tree for you tomorrow as part of your D.C. sports Christmas wish list? 800-636-1067.
Permanent durability for Jaden Daniels.
Oh, it's a great
That's
one.
It. I wouldn't want anything else.
It's a great one.
Just keep him healthy. What about like some muscle mass gainer, some creatine, some cookies, milk, whole milk for him, by the way? No 2%. And you got to stay healthy. It's literally the only worry I have right now in life. Is will my quarterback be able to stay healthy?
So off of that,
mm-hmm.
What would you bet, or how much would you bet, that if Jaden Daniels is able to stay healthy for the rest of his career in D.C., that he wins a Super Bowl?
How much would I bet?
Yeah.
$5.
$5?
It's partially because I'm broke. But, I mean, I would say it's a good shot, right?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
But think about this. Like, Josh Allen's been in the league, doesn't have a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow's been in the league for a while, doesn't have a Super Bowl.
By the way, we're going to talk about some AFC quarterbacks in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen's got his chance this year. He's got to come through.
He does, but hopefully his defense didn't ruin it for him. But it just feels, and I'm going to get in trouble when I say this, I know. And
uh-oh,
this is why you all hate me, and I'm realer than you realize. Dude, like, I hope last year for him was not an anomaly, bro.
Well, we all hope that. I don't think that's crazy to say.
See, I think we're so blindly biased that we have a hard time comprehending his flaws. We act as if they don't exist. And I still believe in him long term because I believe in the person. I believe in the fabric of who he is. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's humble. I think he's got humility. Like, I think he'll figure it out, but I don't know, man. I need him to stay healthy and bounce back. That's it.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I'm going to go with one. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different, but kind of similar in a lot of ways. I'm going to go to the Washington Nationals. I know some people are, Rooster said 90 wins. Can I get a lifetime, not just a long-term, lifetime contract for Mr. James Woods?
Yeah.
I don't want to see him in another uniform.
Ever.
I love the fact that he's from here. I see his parents at games all the time. I ran into him at Cap One time. I love the fact that he's a local guy. He's from the area. And I think he is a potential top five hitter in the game of baseball and not too distant future. Can you sign James Wood long term? Because I was thinking, mm-hmm, you know, could I ask for another World Series? Could I ask for another deep playoff run? Could I ask for another long stretch of success like they had from 2012 to 19? And I'm thinking I can get almost all of those things in one thing. Mm-hmm. Sign James Wood.
Because you probably won't do that and reach those heights without him.
No.
Right? So I pick up what you're putting down there.
I don't want to do the thing in 3 or 4 years where I'm listening to the junks. I'm listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I'm listening to G&D. And we're talking, is it better to trade James Wood or is it better to keep him long term? Should they go and move on to the future or should they keep him? No. Sign James Wood long term, please.
Can I
please?
Can I inject you with truth serum real quick?
Yeah.
That was me injecting you. Do you think it happens?
No.
Oh,
and that's why it's on my Christmas wish list.
Well, there we go.
Because I need Santa to deliver about $600 million to the Nationals.
Well,
maybe more.
Probably more.
I need Santa to deliver a large bag, and not just his traditional bag, but I need this thing like a Brinks truck.
Yeah.
With a couple hundred mil.
Loaded with cash.
Over to Nats Park.
Yeah.
And then go ahead and take that to James Wood's bank account. Please.
I wonder, like, let's get to the calls. I was going to say something silly, but silly to you, maybe not me. I wonder, like, if James is thinking about this right now.
I don't know that he is, but he's a Boris client, so I'm sure.
He's trying to think. He's trying
sure
to think
one guy
about
in his camp is. 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, what's going on?
Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus, both of you.
You as well?
You as well.
Thanks, Luna, Toby. I wish the Nationals were named the Senators. And just what you were saying about James Wood, I wish the Nationals, they have money, open the books like they want baseball to open the books, and keep all their talented players with Wood being number one. I'm tired of all the players they've lost. Harper, Trey Turner, they made some trades. Adam Dunn, well, he retired. But I wish they keep the talented players and not be like a revolving door.
Appreciate
it. Minor league team.
Yeah.
Have a nice one.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, I mean, keeping their talented players.
That'd be a nice nice concept.
You know, the other thing would be, like, can Dylan Cruz reach his potential and then keep him as well? That'd be nice to have a baseball team that kept the players.
You know, that seems like the goal of the sport, right?
Get out to Edward in Rockville. Santa's dropping by tonight. What is he dropping off for you for DC Sports wish list?
Hello, Ed.
Dropping up. What's going on, guys? First and foremost, what's going on? Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yes,
and a Happy
too,
New
man.
Year, because I don't know if I might be able to listen to you guys through, you know, the next few days with traveling. But here's what I'm going to say I want Santa to bring to me. I want Santa to bring me 2 championships to D.C.
Mm.
I want a fully healthy Washington Commanders rebound, tell everybody this year was a fluke, okay, flip the script of the whatever they finished with this record, and go to the Super Bowl, okay, and win it. And then the Nationals go from being one of the worst of the worst team to winning 95 with the youngest GM manager and with James Wood and winning the World Series automatically. That would bring this city back to the height it has never seen when the Nationals, Caps, and the Mystics all won the World Series, because you couldn't tell us nothing then, okay? We felt like we were the New England area at that point when nobody could stop us. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy holidays to you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
I wish I was around here during that time. I was still in Wisconsin.
So, yeah, I was out in West Virginia.
But nothing, man. Like, the only thing that'll ever touch the feeling of 19 for me, because the Nationals are right there with the Commanders for me. The Commanders and the Redskins have been number one my entire life, and they always will be. But the Nationals were right there behind them. Nothing's going to top that except for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I would love to be here to experience what it was like for the World Series. Because I still think about 2019 like it was yesterday. I can only imagine, though, if the Commanders were to win the Super Bowl.
Dude.
I mean, I think about Juan Soto hitting a home run onto the train tracks at least a couple of times a week. I think about Steven Strasburg in Game 6 of the World Series all the time. Howie Kendrick. Could you imagine a Super Bowl run where you're just replaying those plays in your head all the time?
Man, just knowing the reaction of the city, like you mentioned, when the Nats won, for a Commander Super Bowl, I think it's that times like 100. And like, people were sending me pictures, because I was in college at the time. People are sending me pictures of, like, what's going on, and I'm like, I didn't even know people cared about the Nats that much.
Right.
Honestly. And at that point, like, they had been the most consistent team in town.
Really good, yeah.
Because of that stretch that they went on. But, man, who do you think is the closest right now?
Right now? Caps? Then probably the Commanders? I mean, they were just there, and they've got the most important piece in place, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's a toss-up between the Nats and the Wizards, because the Nats in a lot of ways remind me a little bit of the Wizards a couple years ago, where they were kind of already in a downspell, and then they replaced the front office. The only difference for the Nats is they have a couple of superstars in the making, or at least potential superstars in the making, that the Wizards didn't have. But it probably is the Caps. 800-636-1067. Jimmy is in Silver Spring.
What's up, Jimmy?
Jimmy, what's on your Christmas wish list for DC Sports?
Hey, man. Happy holidays. You know, you guys started off so wonderfully. You know, I was feeling it all in the Christmas spirit. And then you go, then you get on to that madness and we go to Dum Dum Land. But my Santa Claus wish is for Ovi to win another Stanley Cup before he retires, either this year or next year. That's my Christmas wish. I'm glad it's Christmas time and we're talking about Santa Claus and we're talking about Jaden Daniels winning the Super Bowl, the Commanders doing all this and all that. Come on, man. It's not a thing. But Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and my Christmas wish is for Ovi to win another Stanley Cup.
Thanks,
I love it, Jimmy. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would.
And it'd be cool to see him. We know the end is coming in the next couple of years, whether it's this year, next year, maybe he keeps it rolling, going for 1,000, who knows. But for him to walk off into the sunset with another Stanley Cup, it'd be so cool.
I think it's the finishing touches on potentially calling him the GOAT.
I don't think he's passing Gretzky, but
he's got the greatest goal scorer
of all time. And I don't know that we have to have that debate.
How many cups does Wayne have?
I got to be honest, I'm not great on hockey history. But regardless,
if Ovechkin gets more hardware than him, why is he not better?
No. Gretzky won a bunch of the Oilers, like 4 or 5.
Yeah, like we don't have to worry about debating all that. But I can tell you one thing. It'd be great for him to finish his career with another Stanley Cup. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Linnell says he wants immortality and invincibility for Jaden Daniels. I say sign a big contract for old James Wood to stay in D.C. for the rest of his career. What do you want Santa to deliver for Christmas for D.C. sports tomorrow on Christmas Day? Taking more of your phone calls next here on G&D.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Okay, Darius.
We'll scout the opponent coming up in about 12 minutes. Donovan Lewis from 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas will join us to talk about the dreaded Cowboys. Right now, though, taking some more of your phone calls at 800-636-1067. Santa's dropping through town tomorrow, dropping something off for DC Sports. What do you want? 800-636-1067. Chris is in Hyattsville. Chris, what's going on?
Oh, hello, Chris. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Linnell Scrooge. is the season. Okay, listen, I want two things. First of all, I want a tight end, and I don't mean Jessica Alba, although that would be nice.
Oh, my God.
What I really want is for the ghost of Christmas, of Commander's past, present, and future, to visit both of you this evening so you can rediscover your Washington football spirit and express joy in your heart and enjoy this season for what it is, okay? That's what I really want for both of you. Merry Christmas. Bah humbug.
Well, Chris,
Happy New Year.
Real quick, hold on. I'm going to the game tomorrow. It takes a lot of Christmas or Commander spirit to be going to the game.
You're
tomorrow.
Going to the game out of spite, it seems.
No.
I mean, you can't say nothing positive. Neither of you can say anything positive about this team.
Get him, Chris.
Well, there's not a lot positive to be said about this team right now, but I'm not going
out
of spite.
You guys talk about Adam Peters like he's a deadbeat general manager, you know, who doesn't visit his kids on Christmas and doesn't pay child support or whatever. I mean, like, good Lord. I mean,
no, his kids are bad and don't listen. That's the problem.
Okay.
He's negligent.
Tell me of the draft picks they picked this year, 4 out of the 5 have been significant contributors and have major promise. Trey Amos was the number one corner. Connerly is one of their cornerstone tackles. Okay. Jacoby Crosby-Mira might be the pick of the entire draft.
Appreciate
what?
The phone call, Chris.
Chris, I know people drink eggnog and get twisted on this holiday. It's not even 5 o'clock yet, Chris.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Jeez.
Kevin's in Centerville. Kevin, what do you want Santa to drop off for your DC sports Christmas wish list?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. I was just trying to process all that I had just heard. Linnell, congrats, my man. I can't wait to listen to you.
Thank you, brother.
Best in your future, brother. Nobody talks about it because they're not really worth talking about. And I think on the station, you all talked more about the third, fourth, and fifth string quarterback today than the entire year that the station talked about DC United. And that's because they're trash. They really are trash. I mean, they're 30th in the league this year, 15th in their respective conference. Do you all remember? Maybe y'all don't remember, but there was a proud history in this franchise in the late 90s, early 2000s when they were winning championships, MLS Cups, and
Freddie
everything,
Adu.
Right? Right. That's the thing, right? I don't know what they need to do something because this is a coma of a franchise right now. I mean, literally the DC Defenders are the biggest thing in Audi Field right now, more so than the DC United. So,
hey, put some respect on the Washington Spirit.
Or Howard Football.
Well, okay, sorry. Both of them better than the DC United.
All right, so your point's
taken. I will agree
with
you. You know, look, I mean, the halftime show between the Battle of the Bands, Howard and Norfolk State, has got to be awesome, right?
Yes.
It's better than anything that's going on with DC United. Anyway, what I'm saying is new GM, like, if we need to, like, detonate the whole thing, whatever. But I needed to go back to the proud franchise that it used to be rather than this sad, sorry sack of a lump that sits on the Anacostia. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Kevin.
Jeez Louise.
I didn't think that we'd be getting a DC United being relevant again.
That's how you know
this,
they're so bad that people are upset.
I appreciate it. I went to a DC United game last year, and it wasn't – I enjoy the experience of going to soccer games. I used to be much more into soccer, but I enjoyed
it. Hold on. You went to a DC United game?
Yeah, I did. I go to games all the freaking time.
Who forced you to go?
No, I didn't get forced.
You just wanted to watch some soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank is in D.C. Frank, what's going on?
Frank!
Hey, guys.
Hello, Frank.
I think I already got my Christmas present with how you set that previous caller straight on where the United sits in Audi Field attendance. That was awesome, both you guys on that. I think, Linnell, you got to aim a little higher than the North Pole with your ass for quarterback health.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And,
It is Christmas, though, now. You know what the prefix is.
I hear you just asking a lot of Santa Claus, is all I got to say.
Well,
he might have to ask a favor up above him. Is all
yeah,
I'm
well, saying. he's given me plenty this year, so maybe I'll chill. Jaden, sorry. I don't want to get greedy now.
No, you're good. So I wanted my stock in this year, draft picks.
Yeah.
So good.
I think you got to be more specific because the dude, the handsome blue-eyed devil Adam Peters, had draft picks in year one, and only one of them turned out to be anything.
I want what we gave up for Tunsil back in draft picks somehow.
Okay. Boy, would life feel good if we had
Appreciate
a second
it,
and a fourth.
Yeah.
How much better would you feel?
It'd be a lot
Which
different.
Is actually, like, crazy that we're talking that way. But, like, boy, I'd feel much better
well,
about the offseason.
I love the Tunsil deal.
I do.
Steve is in Maryland. Steve, what would you want for Christmas for your DC wish list?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, fellas? First of all, Linnell, I heard, are you going big time on me? Are you late night broadcast, national broadcast?
The leader of the late nights, baby. You bet you.
All over the country.
All over the country.
My man, hey, represent the DMV, bro.
Yes, sir. I got us, baby. I appreciate you, man.
And hey, man, this is like I've been wanting to call and like talk to you so many times, and like this is the first time I talked to you, and now you're leaving. Damn, bro.
That's tough, man.
I'm in a rock and a hard place between Ovi getting another cup. And Commanders getting the Super Bowl, even though I should be saying Commanders.
I'm about to say now we love Ovi, but get the boys, get the boys a ring.
I just want somebody to solidify that greatness, you know.
Yeah.
The GOAT. If he gets another cup, there should be no more discussion about it that he's the greatest of all time.
So you better chill
Appreciate
before
it,
Metal
Steve.
Chris jumps through the phone on you.
Last word on it. DC Christmas wish list. Elijah's in DC. Elijah.
What up, Elijah?
What's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? Merry Christmas to y'all,
Merry
man.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yo, for me, I want to say maybe
a number two receiver that's almost like a 1B. I'm not saying go get Terry a replacement, but I want my number two guy to be pushing it. Like, at this point, I need a guy that's like pushing it for that spot. And it's okay, everybody. We know he is that, but I need to see that number two kind of pushing and a tight end. And go draft me a young defense. Come on, y'all. If Bobby Wagner was on Philly's team right now, you got to see, he'd probably be looking even better.
Elijah, real quick, can I ask you a question?
Oh, God.
Absolutely, sir.
I told you earlier that I like to poke and prod. Is Brandon Ayuk that guy for you?
Nah, he's not.
The answer was no.
I like certain quality. He could do certain things that he can do, but there has to be an idea for moving to the future. Like, no, we got eyes in a draft. We know how to do this.
I got you.
We don't need somebody else to develop somebody.
If we're going to bring Brandon Ayuk to town, someone needs to get his beard together. It looks like
someone needs to make sure that he's not speeding by Levi Stadium.
Well, if he did, never mind. I was going to make a Jamin Davis joke. Not necessary.
Todd tweeted real quick, said a first baseman for the Nats. Agreed. He also said Trinity Rodman to come back for the Spirit.
Oh, Trinity.
I got one. How about a naming sponsor for Nationals Park?
Wow.
Let's get the learners some money, huh?
Maybe that helps out with James Wood.
Exactly.
Let's
do it.
That
leads to a lot of other things.
Let's do it. 106.7 The Fan Field. I love it.
Nats Park here, 106.7 The Fan Field.
That'd be fantastic. Let's scout the opponent coming up next. Donovan Lewis from 96.7 The Ticket in Dallas will give us insight into the Cowboys. You're listening to G&D on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.